Joining me now is Attorney General Alan Wilson. He is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tara. Great to be with you again.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll dive right in like I did yesterday with Nancy Mace and ask you the same question I asked her. I said, it sure looks like you're running for governor. Are you?
Well, look, we are seriously considering it. I haven't made a final decision yet, but that decision will be coming in the very near future. So stand by and you'll be one of the first to know.
Awesome. Now, I asked her this, too. If you had to put a percentage on the odds you would run for governor, what would you say?
Well, look, it's likely. I don't know if I'd put a number on it, but it is. I mean, it's more likely than not likely. But again, there's a lot that goes into this. There's not just the personal toll it takes on a family, but, you know, there's the toll it takes on your friends. There's the toll it takes on your office, on yourself. And this is not something, a decision you take lightly. I've been attorney general now for 14 years, and it has been the best job in the world. I have absolutely enjoyed it, and it's a job I could do forever. But again, when you make a decision to make a move like to run for something as big as governor, it's not something you do lightly. So it is a likely decision, but it is not foregone at this point. But it is a decision that will be made sometime in the next month or two.
Now, Nancy Mace is one of the things she said yesterday in the interview. She accused you of not doing enough to prosecute pedophiles. And in particular, I think she was referring to one case in particular, but she said you are not doing enough to prosecute pedophiles and that you are protecting them. And I wanted to give you an opportunity, since she said that in this slot on this show yesterday, to respond.
Well, first off, before I was attorney general, I was a child sex crimes prosecutor. I'd committed my professional life to protecting children. When I became attorney general, I grew the internet crimes team in the attorney general's office by four times its original size. I believe we had seven prosecutors and or investigators and support staff. Now we have about 27 or 28. When I became attorney general in 2011, we had about 40 agencies around the state participating in our task force. Now we have over 125 agencies participating in our task force. We prosecuted or at least opened at least somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 cases against people who are exploiting children. So I have gone aggressively to the General Assembly. We had some big successes, Tara, this past week when we got the morphed and AI images bill in the House and Senate passed and sent to the governor's desk, the administrative subpoena bill, which will cut red tape. It's a bill I've been working on for 3 years. This will help us go after child predators and pedophiles online. So I have worked very hard with the legislature, and when the governor signs it, we'll put that to work. So my history of protecting kids, it stands on its own. Now, the individual you're talking about, she's hand-picking and cherry-picking cases, but you know, a couple of months ago, she went to the floor of the U.S. House and claimed that I was doing nothing on her case, where she made allegations against four men on the House floor. But she neglected it and omitted very important information, like that I had never received her case. So again, she is omitting information and neglecting to inform the public of information. She's talking about a case in which an individual got one day in jail. First off, we prosecute thousands of cases. I'm not personally in the courtroom, but I went back and looked at the records on that case. Before I say anything else, it's important for your listeners to know that prosecutors do not give sentences. Judges give sentences. Our job is to catch these people, to charge these people, to indict these people, and to get them into a court of law. That is what we did in this case. The individual, when he was captured, he spent a night in jail. Months later, when we pled him guilty to those charges, the judge gave him, it was a 0 to 10 year felony. The judge gave him a 7 year sentence, suspended that sentence to 5 years of probation, and put him on the sex offender registry and gave him credit for the one day that he served in jail. So we did not give that sentence. I'm not here to defend the sentence, but I'm here to say that that was the sentence that a judge gave. Alan Wilson did not give this guy a day in jail. The judge simply gave him credit for the day he spent in jail, but he spent years on the sex offender registry.
What sentence did you request? Did you request a sentence?
I wasn't judge in the courtroom. I don't know what sentence we request, but often what we do is we give the judge all the facts. We let the judge make the determination. And so I don't have access to what happened in the court that day, but our job is to get these people held accountable before a court of law. And that's what we do day in and day out. Tara, we get 11,000 tips, cyber tips a year. That's 11,000 tips where somebody is either abusing a child or trading child porn. And we work these cases as fast as we can, and we do everything we can to get these people on the sex offender registry and or in jail when appropriate. And so the men and women in law enforcement around the state are killing themselves. And all they do is look at child porn all day and see the most heinous things. And to have someone go out there and attack them because they don't like me or they see me as an impediment to their political ambitions is wrong. And that's why I'm on the show today defending the men and women in my office and defending myself.
Alan Wilson wanted, and to your credit, you did. You've been on this show trying to get that bill passed that, again, would just allow you guys to immediately be able to get the, basically internet IP addresses of people who are literally live streaming the abuse of children live before it was taking like 2 months, which is absolutely absurd that you couldn't get that information. So good for you for getting that passed, and shame on the legislature for taking 3 years to do it. Yesterday, Nancy Mace accused you of corruption generally, and I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that. We're going to try to be as fair as possible in the governor's race, and if somebody else wants to get in, we'll have them on too.
Well, what specifically did she accuse me of being corrupt on?
I was just general.
General. Okay. Well, that's interesting. When you just accuse someone of being corrupt in general, I mean, listen, this is the silly season. I mean, Ms. Mace is, obviously she's campaigning for an office and she sees anyone in her way and she's going to just lob every accusation there is in the books. She's currently being sued for defamation, for things she said about people. I care what the people of South Carolina believe about Alan Wilson. I don't care what that individual believes about me. I don't pay attention to her. I don't follow her. She has accused me of all kinds of things that are untrue, to include not investigating a case with her that I never had to begin with. So there's going to be a year of us talking about these issues, Tara. I'm sure I'll be on your show a lot. I'm sure she'll be on your show a lot. And if there's a specific allegation Ms. Mace wants to say to me on a stage or say to me on the radio, I'm happy to address that specific allegation. But I've worked very hard with the men and women in my office and men and women in law enforcement around the state of South Carolina to protect our families and to try to bring justice where we can. And when she attacks me and attacks the people in this office, I'm going to defend myself.
I'm curious about something. She had accused you of, she said she, you know, basically was sexually assaulted and that, she accused you of doing nothing. You say she never brought the case to you. Have you guys ever talked since then? Cause I asked you at the time, you know, why don't you guys get on the phone and settle this? Have you guys ever, I'm just curious, since then talked at all about this, or do you reach out to her? She reached out to you? No.
No, she's never, listen, I saw her 3 or 4 times last year in person. She never once raised this issue to me. When she gave her speech on the floor of Congress, that is, you know, I learned about it the day before because she circulated her speech to all the media in the state. And so I had people calling me saying, did you know about this? And I did not know about it. She has not reached out to me since then. She has never mentioned anything to me during that year that she alleged I was doing nothing. In fact, we've never seen any evidence in this case and nothing. No one in my office has been contacted by her attorneys or her staff or even her. And so, no, this was all news to us when she started making those allegations.
I'll ask you what I asked her yesterday. Ron DeSantis is doing an amazing job down in Florida, deputized 1,800 officers, most of them state officers, everyone from Fish and Wildlife to Highway Patrol, and they're doing an amazing job. And in a single week, they brought in 1,100 illegal immigrants. He's preparing flights out of the state. He says he's got bed space for 10,000. He's ready to go. And he's kind of trying to get this final phase of deputization. He already got the initial one in February. So, I mean, Florida's the only state where they are literally rounding up illegal immigrants, getting them out of the state and catching very dangerous people, by the way, people wanted by Interpol, terrorists, murderers, rapists, the kind of people we don't want in South Carolina. Would you be open, if you were elected governor, would you support deputizing state officials in that same way that we're seeing Ron DeSantis doing in Florida? Because I'm afraid a lot of those guys now they can't even drive cars on the road in Florida. They might end up deported. I'm afraid they're going to come up here. What do you say to that? Would you be willing to do that?
Tara, I'm already doing that right now as Attorney General. I've been working with ICE and the Department of Homeland Security in getting all of our law enforcement agencies access to the 287G program, which gives them the federal authority to support ICE in immigration enforcement measures. I've met with nearly every sheriff, sent a letter to every sheriff, and nearly met with every sheriff on this issue. I've talked with police chiefs around the state who are signing up left and right to be part of the 287G program. Obviously, as the governor, you can direct that law enforcement agencies at the cabinet level, like Department of Public Safety, SLED, Department of Natural Resources, and others, you can direct that they sign up for this program. I would certainly do that if I were in that position. I know that our governor has been very supportive of these measures. I don't know what specific actions he's taken, but I know that he's very supportive of it. So, this is something that I've already been working on as the chief law enforcement prosecutor in the state, and this is something I would continue to do if I were in another office. But it's being done right
but
now.
But just to be well, not exactly. The 287G program has been in jails for 20 years, 25 years since I've been a reporter, and it operates quite well. I'm talking about deputizing, as DeSantis is doing, those state law enforcement agents. That is a step. They do use the 287G program too, but they are deputized. They are now immigration officials of the United States government, federal government. Would you be willing to do that?
Well, to correct you real quick, the 287G program has been around for 30 years, but it has been gutted under the Biden administration. There were only three sheriff's departments in it, and even they weren't using it because it was too cumbersome, and it's been reformed under President Trump. When you say deputizing state law enforcement officials, a governor can't give federal authority to a state law enforcement official.
Nobody can ask Trump to do it. That's what DeSantis did.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, I just want to know if you'll do it.
Of course.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
I'm asking law enforcement officials to do that now.
Yeah, bringing back 287G is not a big deal. I mean, we had it again for 20 years before Biden. It's great. I think it's awesome you're doing it. You need to do it. I just want to make sure we're going to have everybody out there on the road. Because I'm telling you what, I'm hearing from Highway Patrol, this is going to be a big issue. I'm hearing from all these people, please give us the power. We spot illegals every day. They're dangerous. They have records, and we have to let them go. So it's frustrating.
No, I totally agree with you. I would 100% support all state officials and local officials supporting the efforts of this administration in removing illegal aliens from South Carolina. 100%. It's just got to be done lawfully.
Yeah. It's just frustrating to watch President Trump. There's no way he's got the numbers to get rid of them. But if we do what DeSantis did in Florida, he will. We're going to have a real shot at getting these people out. But it's got to happen fast. So, anything else you want to add? I let Nancy Mace add what she wanted at the end.
Well, look, I appreciate the opportunity. Every time I've come on here, you've given me a forum to talk about the things we're doing in the AG's office. I'm very proud of the men and women in law enforcement. I'm very proud of the staff and what we've been able to accomplish this legislative session. Thank you to the General Assembly for giving us these tools. We will be using them vigorously and aggressively to go after people who try to hurt your children, and we're going to try to do everything we can to protect you. So, thank you so much, Tara, for this opportunity.
Yeah, and thank you for being one of the few, and I have to give you credit for this, politicians in the state that will come sit down anytime I ask you to. It's not always the easiest interview, and you've always come.
I enjoy your show. I really do.
I appreciate that. Alan Wilson, thanks for joining us this morning. 98.9 WORD.